I think we all have stories or memories of something that maybe seemed insignificant at the time, but it's something that we remember vividly, and we turn back to it and realize that it has actually had a impact on our lives. And for me, I called to mind, I was in fifth grade, and it was math class. And I was up at the board with a number of other classmates, and I think it was like a timed exercise or something. And everyone else had finished and sat down. I was still up at the board struggling with this math equation. And, you know, fifth grade, so I don't know what it was, multiplication, division. And I remember the class started telling me how to answer the question because I think it was taking so long. And I remember the teacher saying, "Everybody quiet, Mark can do this." And hearing that, I finished the problem without the help of the class and I sat down. And as I got older, I would always look back at that. I ended up, you know, being in accelerated math classes you know, throughout junior high and in high school. But I point back and look at just those simple words that my math teacher, Mrs. Heatherwood, had said, "Everybody quiet, Mark can do this." Encouragement. Encouragement is just the act of giving someone support, giving somebody confidence, giving somebody hope. And it was just this littlest comment from Mrs. Heatherwood in fifth grade. She's probably said that a billion times to tons of people. But in this moment of insecurity up at the board, this moment of doubt, this moment of feeling embarrassed by having the class starting to tell me how to answer when everyone sat down, Mrs. Heatherwood just says, "Mark's got this." And I look back on that moment thinking that that was the thing that that comment, that encouragement, was the thing that accelerated me towards being in accelerated math classes throughout junior high and high school. We need so little. I'm amazed at how little encouragement we need as humans. But we need encouragement. As Christians, we need encouragement. As we continue to walk through the Acts of the Apostles here, Paul and Barnabas are traveling from city to city. We've been spending some time in Antioch. He ends up back in Antioch towards the end of this reading. But we see that Paul is stoned and he's dragged out of the city after preaching. A whole bunch of Jews gather together and they stone Paul. But there's acts of encouragement throughout. Just want to point to two of them here in this reading. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. Imagine the disciples as Paul is just, again, the Jews thought he was dead. They stoned him so bad. The disciples gathered around him, and I'm sure just gave him encouragement, helped him up. "Come on, Paul, you can do this. Keep going. Remember our goal here." Later on in Lystra and Iconium, Paul goes back to after he preached the Gospels and he made a great number of new disciples. He turns to those disciples who are already there, and what does he do? He strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in faith. These baptized Christians, they needed encouragement. They needed to be strengthened. They needed to be lifted up. Paul knows this. He tells them it's necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. One last thing is when they arrived back to Antioch, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, just sharing success stories, sharing how it is that God has been working encouraging those Christians who just are just starving for just a little bit of success stories, a little bit of encouragement, and just this little bit is able to feed them, to have them persevere and to keep going. Encouragement. I'm amazed, like even, so priests typically have, are encouraged to have a spiritual director, and I have spiritual direction around once a month. And it was just this last month, right before spiritual direction was, you know, a little spot of desolation before entering spiritual direction. Of course, I did it over the phone and couldn't drive back up to Mundelein, where I usually go to spiritual direction. And my director just gave me just this littlest bit of encouragement, where after the phone call, this hour of spiritual direction, like I felt I could conquer the world, like persevere. We can so easily, from day to day, as humans, as Christians, we can drift in such a way and so far away of needing hope, needing encouragement. You can do this. You can keep going. Simple truths. God is near. God loves you. Because we can easily, with Satan at work, the spirit of discouragement, we can easily fall away from those simple truths. And so just encourage us as we continue to walk through the Acts of the Apostles of this early church community and how it does explode. Today, what just jumps out from the page here in this 14th chapter of Acts is just the encouragement that was needed and was given. Sometimes I think even though we know the need for encouragement, we're not so much quick to give it because our human nature can be, we judge and we want to see ourselves above that person. So I might even find myself withholding encouragement, even though I know this person needs it. I'm just not as quick to do it. Maybe I don't want to put myself out there. Let us be quick to give encouragement. Again, in a world that's in darkness. And then, of course, what does encouragement give? It's an act of giving someone support, confidence, and hope. There's nobody else more than that than Christ. Jesus telling us that the peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. So it's not just a matter of self-help talk or just, you know, giving somebody just a rallying speech, but when it's done in Christ, when the Spirit of Christ that I know that dwells in me and I give an encouragement from the spot of Christ that dwells in me and I offer that and give that to somebody, we're talking about it can change someone's direction in their life. It can change someone's course of the day, which then has impact on their life. Because Christ speaks hope. Christ speaks peace. He speaks confidence. And let us be quick to share that.